This is Bud Riley, Chum Contemporary News, brought to you by Public Optical. It's 5 o'clock.
Public Optical's outdoor signs look great, but why are they so big?
They're for people who need glasses. Glasses the same day. Public Optical, 69 Queen East.
The president of the Metro Toronto Police Association, Sid Brown, says there is an atmosphere of despair among Toronto's police today because they've lost all faith in the bargaining processes open to them. He unloaded this view to a three-man arbitration board, which opened sittings in the 1969 contract for the 3,200 policemen yesterday. The board will ask the police commission for assurances that police will indeed receive the pay and benefits that the board recommends during their sitting. Conservative leader Robert Stanfield says there is widespread apprehension over the administration and applications of the Federal Languages Bill, although there is little concern with the principles of the bill. Stanfield says discontent in Western Canada over the economic situation is not being encouraged by Western Tories, but he sensed discontent in the West, where there is a belief that the government is not concerned about the problems of the Western provinces. The Canadian Jewish Congress is asking Ottawa to revoke the citizenship of Nazi war criminals living in Canada. The Congress presented a brief to Prime Minister Trudeau urging the government to press West Germany to abolish the statute of limitations on war crimes. The statute expires December 31st. The Congress says it will be impossible to bring undiscovered war criminals to justice unless the statute is abolished. A Philippine court was told that two policemen were stabbed to death at a wedding party because they refused to let go of their dancing partners when the music stopped. 13 teenagers have been accused of murdering the policemen who were not in their uniforms. The incident occurred last Friday north of Manila. The Apollo 10 astronauts head for Houston Space Center today, loaded with information to help space agency officials decide when to launch the moon landing mission, Apollo 11, in July. They'll also be united with their families today, but not for long. The space scientists want to grill the three moon men for all they're worth and obtain all the information their eight-day voyage around the moon provided them. The messages of congratulations are pouring in from all over the world, including greetings from Soviet scientists who hail the Apollo 10 mission as a remarkable feat.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, now we've come to the end of this convention to review Public Optical service. You've all seen Public Optical's huge lens factory, examined the modern equipment, read Public Optical's money-back guarantee. After studying the individual reports, I conclude that you are quite satisfied that Public Optical is doing everything to provide the best service possible. You seem to especially approve of Public Optical staying open until 9 on weekdays, Saturdays from 9 to 6, and Sundays from noon to 6. At the same time, our advertising report must include a subnote to Section 3, which refers to Public Optical's outdoor signs, more specifically, that the signs only advertise same-day glasses and 69 Queen East. It can be summarized by stating that the radio advertising must augment this and remind people that fast service is possible, yet without sacrifice to quality. Thanks to Public Optical's lens factory being right on the premises. Now, before we close the minutes, I would like to speak to the gentleman who suggested that we have a girl pop out of a cake wearing a big pair of glasses from Public...
Chum News, brought to you by Public Optical.
1050 Chum Weather.
Sunny with a few cloudy intervals today, a little warmer too, with a high temperature of 65 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer. In Toronto, it's 46 degrees on the Jay Nelson Show. This is Bud Riley, Chum Contemporary News.
1050 Chum.
Teddy's Bear with Summer Cover.
Baby, let me be. You love me.